This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, coordination of factors and elements of training or raising children. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of coordination of the factors and elements of training or raising. Generally, what we see is that we have a spiritual environment in the house. We have an Islamic environment in the house. And that's what we are following. We teach our own traits to the children. But when they go out and when they go to the school is 100 degrees, we can say, opposite of what we are training them in the house. In the house, we try to make them someone who is purified, the someone who goes towards perfection, and Islamic, through the Islamic teachings, we are trying to make them the best people of the society. But when they go to the school, they learn a lot of things from their teachers, from their classmates, from the friends who they have outside. So whenever they're outside the house, the things are different from what they see within the house. So therefore, there is no coordination between the elements or factors. And we can see even in the environment which they are facing, they're facing maybe two kinds of environments or three kinds of environments. And this is dangerous for the kids. And therefore, we need to pay attention to this element, the difference of these elements or factors, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of coordination of factors and elements of training or raising kids. We said that when we train kids, when we are trying to, we are raising kids, obviously, within the Islamic society, within the Islamic environment, we try to raise our kids. And because the in-house environment is Islamic, therefore, they are facing an environment which is purely Islamic, which is according to the Islamic teachings. But as soon as they go out, they see other factors, they see other environments, which is against the Islamic teachings. And on top of that, when they go to the school, the teachers have their own methods of teaching. For example, when they want to talk about the justice, they explain it according to their own perspective, or the Western perspective of justice, not the Islamic. And even within the capitalism or the system that we have, obviously, that has its own impact. The secularism has its own impacts on the kids. Therefore, the things are not matching. The factors are not matching. The factor of school with the factor of the house is not matching. Therefore, we need to take care of this, that if you want to choose a school for your kids, it should match the environment of the house, the school's environment, or the friends which they want to choose. It should match the environment that you have provided them in the house. Therefore, you need to be careful when you're raising kids that they have good friends or the friends who are same in faith, which you are following. And this can prevent a lot of confusions that are raised in the kids in future. So therefore, we need to match and have coordination between the environment that we have within the house and the environment which is outside the house, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.